Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Ecclesiastes 5:19. Says, every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth, who gave them to him? And has given him power to eat thereof. You know, there are people that make a lot of money and get some stuff, but are not able to enjoy it. But God gives you both. And to take his portion and rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. Amen. Somebody say, the gift of God. Thank you, Lord. Verse 20, for he shall not much remember the days of his life, because God answers him in the joy of his heart. Don't you notice that phrase? The joy of your heart, for Christians, people who have the Spirit, is not just a personal, emotional moment. God is in it. And answer from God is in it. We all want an answer from God. Reaping is directly connected to an answer from God. You need to hear from God. We're going to talk more about this later. But you, how many think you ought to be led? You need to hear from Him as to where to sow, right, and when to sow, yeah, and how much to sow, right, and how to sow. Amen. It's possible to throw away good seed by being led by the wrong thing. You can give to people that you shouldn't give to. You can give to ministries and projects that you shouldn't have given to. You need to be led. Just like we need to be led in sowing, we need to hear from Him about where to reap and when to reap and how to reap. Just like throwing the net on the right side. How are we going to know that? This is tied to it. God answers you through the joy of your heart. This has to do with harvest detection. Anybody know what I'm talking about in here? You have a harvest detector right on the inside. It's in your spirit by the Holy Spirit. And it gets close to time for harvest, and you get close to the place and way of harvest, it starts going beep, 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 beep. Joy.
That's right. Amen.
Joy. Phyllis and I have seen this in our own life numerous times. You're going along, everything seems kind of normal, and you just start getting excited. And the excitement's real. And if you practice just yielding to the Spirit without trying to understand it all, you'll just yield to it and you're happy and you're singing. And then your head goes, what are we happy about? I'll let you know later when I find out. But what's happening? God is answering you through the joy of your heart. You're getting close to something. And your spirit is detected. Your head, you don't see it or hear it yet. You don't know any details, but you are detecting harvest. Hallelujah. How most when you start detecting harvest, it's time to make sure that the tractor is ready to go, huh? And the plow and the equipment's clean and greased up. And huh? Why? Why? Because we are getting close to a harvest here, and we need to be watching. We need to be paying attention, because the Lord's going to show us, throw the net over on this side here this afternoon or today. Somebody say joy. Joy, 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 joy. Joy, joy, joy. Joy, joy. The New Living Translation of the 20th verse is interesting too. It brings out another side of this. It said, God keeps such people so busy enjoying life that they take no time to brood over the past. Why? Because they're just going from harvest to harvest to harvest, and they're reaping the good things of God, and they're doing the plan of God, they're making progress, and it won't be long. They'll look back and their life is over. They're done. They're ready to get out of here. While sadly, too many other brothers and sisters are down and sad and depressed, and they're wishing things would change because they don't want to be sad. But how can you help it? If things are bad, you got to be sad. Can you see that's twisted? That is not true. If it's bad and you want it to quit being bad, tell me, what do you do? Be no more. Do like Hannah. Be no more. Stop the sadness. Stop the depression. Without any reason out here to make you happy, you go ahead and believe what God told you. You go ahead and get happy, and for the joy of what's coming, of what you see that He told you, you rejoice. And that strength will begin to pick you up, and that faith will begin to change the things that are making it bad. You don't wait on things to change to get happy. You get happy and start changing the things. God does while you're happy. Can you say glory to God? I know Phyllis and I worked with Brother Kenneth Hagin Sr. and Miss Aretha for a number of years. And they would tell about how they moved from their little place in Texas to what became Rhema Bible Training Center, and I don't know what is it. It's way over 100 acres out there, campus and all buildings and all kind of stuff. But they just felt like they were supposed to come to Tulsa. They didn't know anything beyond that. And after they got there, they looked at different places. And he said he and she were in a car, and when they pulled onto the property that just had a couple of an office area and a warehouse, nothing else was built, piece of land. They hadn't been there before. When they drove onto the property, both of them looked at each other. And they said their spirit just leapt inside. What is that? Beep, 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 beep. Huh?
Yeah.
And what kind of effect does it have on you? When you sense that, do you go, oh. Uh-uh. No, 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 no. That's not the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit witnesses with your spirit, it is a quickening.
Amen.
It's life.
Yes.
It's joy.
Yes.
And peace.
Yes.
And sure enough, a lot of things had to happen. Miracles had to happen. But it was their place. And you know, they've been in the ministry for years, and they had sown and sown obedience and sown money seed and other things. How many can see they're harvesting now? This place that becomes a Bible training center and a church and an international ministry.
Yes.
Did they reap?
Yes.
I don't think there's any stretch of thinking they reaped 30, 60, 100-fold.
That's right.
Off of where they were.
Right.
Same kind of thing happened with Phyllis and I when we came here. We just came here to goof off a couple of days.
Amen.
No intention of staying, no intention of moving. But we had a witness. And we came back and it got stronger. We came back and Phyllis knew a few things about real estate. And I said, well, I'm just going to stay in the room and pray. And she said, well, I'm going to look around. And then she called. She says, you got to see this place. There's a Yellow Ribbon Theater over there. Because I said, well, you know, maybe we could, if we are supposed to come up here, we can find something for our office and a place maybe a couple of hundred people could come and we could shoot some TV stuff or whatever. She said, you got to come see this place. I said, what? What's the size of it? Well, it's got 2,500 seats. I said, what? What do we need with that? It's sitting on this. But then I saw it. Beep, 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 beep. Joy. We were driving from where we lived over here, and Phyllis just got to praising God and shouting over in the right seat, and there was nothing going on that I knew about. And I said, what? She said, I am so excited. I'm so excited. I said, I played dumb. I said, what? By what? And she said, whatever's happening in Branson. Nothing had happened yet. There was no church. There was no property. There was no anything. I'm so excited. God answers you. In the joy of your heart.
Hallelujah.
Same kind of things going on over in Florida now.
Yes.
I believe we are on the verge of some major reaping.
Yes.
Major. This church, this ministry, we've sown, and I believe I can hear the master saying, throw the net out.
Yes.
Right over there in Sarasota.
Yes.
We're going to reap people.
Yeah.
We're going to reap changed lives.
Yeah.
We're going to reap money and
yeah.
stuff
yeah.
and volunteers
Hallelujah.
And ability to send the word around the world.
Yeah.
Do you believe it?
Yeah.
We've sown big. We're going to reap big.
Yes.
Do you have any stirring at all about
yes.
it? That joy helps you to identify it. Helps you to detect it. Helps you to see I'm on the right track. Keep going. Go all the way with it. This is where we're going to reap. In Luke 1, you'll see this, an example of this. Luke 1, Mary, Elizabeth and Mary actually, have gotten angelic visitations and words from the Lord. Well, I should say Elizabeth's husband and Mary. And now when they've met after these supernatural visitations, in the 39th verse, Luke 1:39, Mary arose in those days, went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Before anything was described or said, when she got in proximity of the greatest seed that has ever been sown, that produced the greatest harvest that ever will be experienced, it's still, the harvest is still going on off of that seed. Man, the joy that came up in her spirit, I mean the baby that wasn't born, jumped. He didn't just kick, he leapt. She felt that. And she was filled with the Holy Ghost. And you can see if you read the rest of it, there is joy there. There is joy, 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 joy.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me